Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm happy to introduce everyone to Gunnery Sergeant Ralph D. Quebec, who is a veteran and served his country over in Afghanistan. I imagine maybe some other places as well. And he joined us here today for a few minutes. Boomer bumped into him in the hallway and said, Craig, you got to bring Gunnery Sergeant D. Quebec in here. Wait to hear the story. I don't know the whole story, but welcome to the program, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, thank you.
So what is the story? I know what you're doing now. You're playing sled hockey.
Right.
And you're the co-captain of the USA team. I've read that.
Right.
But I know you also lost both legs over in Afghanistan.
Correct.
Do you share that story with us?
Definitely, yes. I was operating one day in June 22nd, 2012. My job was to disarm bombs, and I just so happened to be disarming one, or trying to, and another person in my patrol had stepped in and functioned the device. I lost both my legs.
Let me stop you there. So you're a bomb expert. You're disassembling the bomb
right,
so it doesn't go off.
Right.
And a fellow soldier stepped on it?
Right. It was, we were operating at night, and we had NVGs on.
What's
and
that?
So night vision goggles.
Okay.
And
cool.
So everything is like low light.
Got it.
And so I'm actually face down in the dirt, scraping away at this IED, and I look up, and I see somebody walking towards me. So I get up on one knee, and I put my hand out to tell him to stop. You can see the shrapnel in my hand.
Yeah, I see your hand. It's the scars on the palm. Yeah.
And as soon as I can, before I can finish the P and stop, he had stepped on it.
You knew you were in trouble.
And I knew I was in trouble. I went sky high, slammed into the compound wall that was next to me. Didn't lose consciousness at all, so I was totally awake through the whole thing.
Really?
Luckily, I was operating with the Army SF team at the time, and a teammate that was with me knew exactly what to do at that moment, so they got me off the X and into the hospital as
and
soon as possible.
And what did they do in that moment?
So, you know, they stopped the bleeding right away.
Tourniquet,
that's the number
the
one thing is to stop the bleeding. Make sure you're okay and stop the bleeding. And then pain management, you know.
Morphine.
I took two things of morphine.
Is right. Now, do they have that with them? Is that immediate?
It's someone immediate,
jams you right away.
Right away. And so I was having trouble breathing from the blast. And so my corpsman, my doc, didn't want to give me that morphine because it would have slowed the heart rate down. And so they took the chance and they did it. And I'm just glad to be here.
How long did it take you to realize, if you didn't immediately, that the significance of your injury?
I didn't know at that moment.
You did
and
not
so
know.
I was drinking water on the X is what they call it when you get hit. So you're on the X. I was drinking water and I actually developed pneumonia from it. And so I had to stay in Germany. You go from Afghanistan to Germany hospital. And I had to actually stay there for about 4 weeks because I developed pneumonia and I couldn't travel back to the States.
And then they put you back in Walter Reed? Is that where you went to?
I went back to Walter Reed, and everything else after that is history.
So this is 5 years ago this took place.
Just about four or five years ago.
You have two prosthetic legs now.
I do.
I wonder, you know, we've played softball with wounded warriors like yourself, and we're always amazed that, you know, they're better than us. And, you know, Al actually hit a wounded warrior in a titanium leg three times in one at bat.
Josh Weggie is
and
his
and
name.
Weggie,
you know Josh?
Yes.
I don't know the name.
But he's on the travel and wounded warrior softball team, and believe you me, he's better than all of us put
together. No, he's great. I mean, sliding into second base, right. Diving catches, and Al beamed him three times. I wonder, how long does it take you to learn how to walk with the legs?
It's all case by case. Every guy wants it differently. So I really wanted to learn how to walk and walk normally. That, as you can see when I walked in here, I tried my hardest to do it the right way. And so I actually had a shorter leg, and I had a procedure done where they actually extended my femur. They broke it in half, extended it, grew it by 4 inches, and it changed my walking pattern substantially.
Wow.
And so now I am in my legs constantly. And I go through airports. I carry a 50-pound bag, hockey bag on me, and I wouldn't have been able to do that.
Yeah. How many surgeries have you gone through, Ralph?
Roughly around 50 to 60.
Yep. And I have to ask, and we'll get to the sled hockey thing in a minute, and I ask this with all due respect, Have you gone through the emotions of depression?
Oh, definitely. And you know, this is a perfect segue into sled hockey because of my first year of recovery, I was trying to find an identity. And I didn't know who I was. I was an alpha male, combat proven, you know, guy that wanted to just be in the middle of everything. And then you wake up in a hospital bed with no legs, and now you're wondering, like, what's next? And so it took me a while. I got back in the weight room, started playing all the other rec sports like basketball, rugby, swimming.
Rugby?
Yeah, they have wheelchair rugby, which is pretty intense too. And that was actually, I wanted to go that route. And then they got me on the ice, and then I realized sled hockey is actually physical contact, body on body.
Can you do me a favor and just tell Craigie everybody loves hockey?
Everyone loves hockey.
Yeah, listen,
I didn't grow up playing hockey.
Say you weren't a hockey player.
I wasn't a hockey player growing up, but now that I am, hockey's my number one sport.
Am I overstating and saying that sled hockey and that ability to compete and be physical has saved your life?
Oh, it definitely has. I would, without a doubt.
Were you contemplating suicide at any point?
No, I never went through that as far as that, but I can definitely, my wife can contest to this, is that I just wasn't myself.
Right.
After
you
injury.
Needed that competition.
I needed something. And so the camaraderie on the hockey team, you know, now me being the captain of the development team is putting me in another leadership role. And now I'm working with kids and younger adult males. It's almost like being a team leader again. And so I get a lot of pride out of that.
So it's basically filling the void that you definitely need to have filled. And the intensity of the competition, the sled hockey, I know that they have a number of sled hockey rinks out here on Long Island that I've seen guys there practicing and playing, and it does get pretty intense. I mean, so what are there positions in sled hockey?
Right. It's the same as stand-up hockey. Okay. Everything's the same. The rules are the same. Equipment's the same. There's nothing special about it except we're just sitting down.
Checking
centers. How about goalies?
So I'm a defenseman.
Oh, you are?
I'm a defenseman.
The goalies as well?
Goalies as well. They sit down and they cover the same size net.
Hey, let me just tell you, there's a foundation called the Four Block Foundation that's holding its third annual Inspire Games, which is this annual hockey event, in collaboration with the New York City insurance industry in support of the foundation and military veterans. There's five teams, and you'll be playing, or you'll be there, I guess.
I'll just be there.
You'll be an honoree for the event.
Right.
You know, listen.
They're not ready for me.
I'm on the board of the Fallen Heroes Fund, and you know, they work with guys who have traumatic brain trauma from war and whatnot. So I get it completely, and we can't thank you enough for your service. And again, I'm going to ask you what might sound like a stupid question, and I think I know the answer to it. Do you regret your service?
Never.
At all?
Never. They ask me that all the time. Do you regret ever joining the military? And those 14 years are the best 14 years of my life, so I'll never take that back. I miss some of the greatest people I've ever met. Some of the greatest things I've ever accomplished in my life were in the military. So,
well, his name is Gunnery Sergeant Ralph D. Quebec, 14 years veteran, and is alive and well. And again, your story is amazing. I'm glad you were able to share it with us for a few minutes.
Definitely.
I know you got other places to go, so thanks for sharing
your thanks
time.
For having me, guys.
Ralph, great to meet you, man, and good
pleasure.
Luck.
Thanks. All right, there you have it.
That's great.
Al, see?
See, Al? I told you, Al. Well, you get nervous around the Wounded Warriors, Al. I know that. I see that.
Because the guy, Josh Reggie goes, it's titanium. You can't hurt it. Throw me a strike. He refused to go to first base on a walk, too.
Yes, he did. I don't blame him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.